T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Artist of the day, one of Dana's favorites. The Eagles are your artist of the day.
That makes me happy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So,
what planet do we live on? Do we live on Venus or something?
Well, I mean, it could stop raining at any moment.
Oh,
honestly,
my God! I think
could we just stop raining?
My house is about to flood.
Welcome to beautiful Seattle.
Good Lord! If I wanted to live in London, I would move to London.
I went out briefly to get lunch with my daughter, and people were laughing at me. I was trying to get into Chipotle. It was raining so hard when I got out of the car. It sideways in my face, in my eyes. I dropped my glasses. I about tripped on the way into the door.
Mm.
My backyard looks like a swimming pool, which
yep,
I did not
so,
order.
So does mine, and I didn't buy one either. I hear you, sister. Jesus.
Apparently, there's some kind of water rescue going on near 103rd and Antioch, and so it is, in all seriousness, a good time to remind everyone, my husband got swept away in one of these things. Stay away from the usual suspects around Tomahawk Creek Park. You know where all the low-lying...
When was that? When Chris decided he was going to not stay alive and drive?
Yeah, 4 years ago.
Was that long ago? Really?
It was pitch. It was pitch black though. He didn't see it. By the time he turned into it, it was too late. So
What race has anything to do with it. But
I just said to the kids, don't drive today. Just stay away. I don't. That high water rescue scares me to death.
Man, I'll tell you what. You know, I trashed the first car I ever bought because I was young and I was dumb, like a lot of us. And in 1990, I bought a brand new Pontiac Grand Am from.
The Pontiac Grand Am.
I had a Pontiac Grand Am, two-door. It was hot. It was cherry red, and I bought it from Sunny Hill Motors up by the Platte City Water Tower. And I swear to God.
Little flip headlights? Did it have the little flip headlights?
No, it didn't. Wait.
I think they all did.
Yeah, it may have. I can't remember. But I remember, you know, I was probably a junior or senior in college. And remember when those horrible floods, I think it was 93, came in?
Yeah.
And I was on 23rd Street in Lawrence.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I just decided, you know, my Pontiac Grand Am is it's a sports vehicle.
That car weighs 76 pounds.
Yeah, it can go through that. And I tried to go through high water on 23rd Street in Lawrence. And next thing I know, I'm being towed out of 23rd Street by a guy with a pickup truck.
He got out of his car, and he's like old. He's like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay, lady. Listen here. So next thing I know, I'm being pulled out of 23rd Street by a guy with a pickup truck and a large chain. And
he's laughing at your Pontiac Grand Am.
It's a sports vehicle, Dana. It's a statement car. And that Pontiac Grand Am was never the same after that.
You know what, Scott? I'm thinking of the Pontiac Fiero. I apologize. I'm thinking about the Fiero. You didn't have the Fiero. You had the Grand Am.
I had the Grand Am.
Remember the Fiero looked like a little razor, like a like an electric shaver, and it had the flip-up headlights. Yeah. It was the one they always gave away on Wheel of Fortune. I mean, everyone wanted the Pontiac Fiero.
No, the reason they gave it away is because nobody wanted the Pontiac Fiero.
Oh, in high school? Are you kidding me? You were the blank.
Well, if you were in high school, if you were over the age of 25 and drove a Fiero, there was something wrong with your understairs, if you know what I mean.
Yes. I had a girl I went to high school with, and she had that car, and it was red, and she had the personalized license plate, red for sure.
Red for the number four?
Oh, of course. You know it. Red for sure. What does that even mean? But God, I wanted that car.
Nobody over the age of 25 wanted a Pontiac Fiero. I drove a Pontiac Grand Am. It was a wonderful vehicle. I loved that car. But the day I drove that into high water on 23rd Street in Lawrence was the day that car divorced me.
Do you know what else the Fiero had? The Fiero had the speakers to the radio in the headrest.
Well, is there any other place to put them?
I don't know where else you'd put it.
I mean,
you can rock it out in the Fiero.
How are you going to listen to Bobby Brown's Don't Be Cruel if you don't have the headphones in the headrest? I mean, give me a break.
The point of the story is small cars do not fare well in high water. Turn around, don't drown. Neither did Chris's Range Rover, which is about 4,000 tons heavier than the Pontiac Fiero and still got swept off the highway.
Yeah, it did. You know, he's had bad history with personal property and Mother Nature. Have you noticed that? Like, his house is completely destroyed by a tornado.
Yeah,
a super expensive car is completely wiped away by a flood.
Yeah, we totaled that one out.
Maybe when there's bad weather, Chris should just stay at home.
Stay in bed. I don't know.
I don't know if he's going to.
Well, no, because it takes out the house. I mean, go anywhere but home.
Yeah, maybe he should go to work.
My house.
Anyway, all right. We have a number of stories. We have a special quarantine conversation coming up at 2:45 this afternoon.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how we avoid, and maybe we wait until 3 o'clock, because I do not know how we avoid talking about Minneapolis burning.
No, I don't think we can. That's true. We're going to have to talk about it. It's in the stack.
Did you see the looters are wearing masks and social distancing? Did you see the meme last night that said, when you want a new flat screen TV, but you don't want to spread corona?
I'm not laughing at looting.
But they were kind of social distancing, and they were all masked up.
Well, at that point, we couldn't tell if they were wearing the masks for COVID-19 or because they were looting.
So
I think they're socially conscious looters.
What you're saying,
they don't want to spread the COVID.
What you're saying is they're robbing a store responsibly.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Because, I mean, it would be one thing if you got arrested for stealing a television. It would be another thing if you got arrested for stealing a television and got COVID-19.
Yes, but I think it's important to point out there were two sets of protesters. One of the sets, which I think was closer to downtown, they were peacefully protesting. They were begging people, Scott. They were begging people, do not go in and set fires to AutoZone, how setting fire and looting an AutoZone helps your cause. I am on their side,
Scott.
That
hurts the environment. There are a lot of tires in there.
I think all four of those officers should be charged. I think I'm thrilled they were fired. The Kansas City, Missouri Police Department came out today, said they will use that video in training from this day forward as what not to do and why you don't do it, because I do believe that man was murdered.
I do too.
Here we go again with the looting, and I don't understand how one somehow resolves the other.
And the problem is, you're looting, the protests are occurring, and we got to get to break, but the protests are occurring in the neighborhood where he died. God bless him. The problem is you're literally burning down your own neighborhood. It's like setting fire to your own house. It's dumb. You're dumb.
They're angry and they don't know what to do with their anger because Scott, this keeps happening. There is rage. There is built up rage.
Dana, when I get mad at my kids, I don't set my own house on fire. I don't. 576-7798. We're going to do that one after. You know what? Don't call in on that. We're going to do that after 3 o'clock because that's probably an hour-long topic.
Easily.
And we have a coronavirus. Check that quarantine conversation coming up at 2:45. We have some other things we need to talk about. We'll do that one at 3 o'clock.
All right.
Okay. All right. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Life's like the road that you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore.
Damn!
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a little frisbee.
Scott, I'm listening to Middays
today. Frisbee of flesh.
I was in my car on my way to get some lunch with my daughter.
Raising.
And I hear Jamie talking about a turtle and a wreck, and I'm like, what is she talking about? It's not funny, but it's funny.
It's not funny.
And so I get home, and I'm like, what in the Sam Hill do they have in their stack today? So I Google turtle windshield, and you will get results.
Okay. All right. First of all, we need to go back to journalism school because I don't know who wrote this. But it's either really bad or really good. This is from the New York Post. The opening sentence is, have you seen this?
I've seen a worse one. You tell me yours, I'll tell you mine.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about cliches and puns and stuff in news stories, but I usually don't like them. But this one's pretty good. The opening line is, take shell, tur.
Okay, I've got a worse one from CNN. A woman in Georgia was left shell-shocked when a turtle went flying across the highway and through her windshield, nearly striking her passenger in the face.
Latanya Lark wrote on Facebook, "Beware, Savannah, of flying turtles," along with a photo of the reptile lodged inside the shattered glass. Lark was driving on the highway with her brother, Kevin, on May 12th when she spotted what she believed was a brick flying through the air, heading towards her car.
Oh, God.
Within seconds, the turtle smashed through her windshield, inches away from her brother's face. Quote, "When the glass broke, the first thing that came to my mind was just to shield myself. Grant only suffered minor cuts, thank God. But the turtle lost a leg and later died from losing too much blood."
Not funny.
Police say they do not know how the creature became airborne.
It's not funny, but why it's am I
not,
laughing?
It's not funny. It's not funny. But Lark suspects that it was struck by the car in front of her and then sent flying into the air.
Right, and then it shoves it up.
Yeah, like nobody's... Excuse me?
Well, it the impact of the car in front of it launched it up.
Plenty of thrust.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good size, too. This is not a little, the kind you find in your backyard. This is a large, larger than a Frisbee.
Mm-hmm. It's a big one.
And traveled like a Frisbee. Have you ever had anything come through the windshield, Scott?
Not me. My mother, one time, we were driving back from brunch at Paulo and Bill's in Western Shawnee, and there's a public golf course over there on Midland Road, and this is actually serious. They do have some netting up there.
Yeah.
But we were driving back from brunch one Sunday morning.
Four left.
Yeah. And somehow a golf ball got either above or through the netting, and it hit her windshield, broke the windshield, and my mom took cuts to the face.
From the glass shatters mm-hmm. like buckshot. It yeah. does come at you.
Yeah. And so I remember we were driving behind her. This was years and years ago. And I remember instead of getting onto Shawnee Mission Parkway, which would be the way to go home for her, she pulls into this bank right across the street. I'm like, what the hell is mom doing? Is she crazy? And we didn't know. And we pull in, and there's nothing worse other than seeing maybe your kid hurt. There's nothing worse than seeing your mom hurt.
Oh, God, no.
And I got out of the car, and I ran over to her window, and I said, Mom, are you okay? And she rolls her window down, and she's bleeding, like, you know, above her eyes here. And she goes, I think a golf ball hit my windshield.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. But, no, other than that, no. I mean, so, other than me deciding to test the strength of a Toyota Corolla windshield, no, I've never had any problems.
Nothing came through the windshield at Scott. Scott
that
went
was,
through
yeah,
the windshield.
That was more an exit injury
yeah, right.
than an
Yeah, that was an exit injury. That was not an entrance injury.
It was a little bit of both. He came back through.
Yeah, I did come back in.
I was on a highway 7 or 8 years ago, and there was some kind of dump truck way ahead of me, and a boulder, about the size of a watermelon, okay? And this would have killed me.
Oh, yeah.
A boulder flew off the back of that dump truck.
Oh, my gosh.
And anyone who's ever had something like that hit will tell you, you don't have time to react. There's no time. It's 1/100th of a second. You see a flash of something, and then it's too late. And the boulder came through the passenger side.
Oh.
And it really does, like your mom said, Scott, it explodes like buckshot. The, you know, it's that tempered glass. So the whole boulder didn't come in. It just wiped out the windshield. Mm-hmm. It caved it.
Were you hurt?
I was not, but it scared me to death. I mean, I was probably doing 80 miles an hour in a 75 mile an hour zone. Wow, and it's just, and then you're like, okay, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. That was a large rock. You know, truck was long gone. He probably never even knew.
Mm. Telephone number here, 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks. Don't forget, tomorrow's Friday. Festival's Friday at 5 o'clock. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra here on Dana and Parks. Hey, little tip of the hat there to Dan Weinbaum, by the way. I was talking to Kelly either this morning or yesterday morning. I can't remember. And she gets on MSN.com every morning, just kind of read the headlines, yeah. whatever. And there was a KMBZ.com story on there from Dan Weinbaum.
No way. Yep.
She's like, oh, my gosh, I clicked on a story and Dan Weinbaum's story was there. So Dan has gone Alonzo Washington.
Yeah.
Which is to say national.
He's gone national. He
which,
just
by
texted
the way,
us. Did you see it real quick?
That's what I thought you were talking
about. Oh, no, I didn't see
yeah.
it. What
he just
say?
Texted all of us to go to Twitter, and I'm sure it's on the KMBZ Facebook page, to show the mm-hmm. flooding in Westport. And I know you guys just heard Jay's traffic report. I had a girlfriend just driving near 103rd. Mm. She says it is a mess. Be very, very careful. Your car can be swept away in a couple of inches of water, and today's one of those days. So just... Boy, don't drive through it. I know you think you can. Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
Turn around. Do not drown.
That's right.
At KMBZ Radio on Twitter.
Thanks, Sam.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God. It is like cats and dogs out here in Roland Park.
I know.
Good night, moon. All right. Story here, because we are on Zoom. I know a lot of you guys are as well. Headline, pedophiles are disrupting Zoom sessions. The FBI wants your help. Okay, first of all, douche nozzles that jump into Zoom rooms. And I remember in the early days of this pandemic, we would open up our Zoom room at the end of the show. And I said, the first person to do something inappropriate, we're shutting it down. That took 3 days.
Yep.
What is wrong in your brain that you have to show everybody and their kids who are just coming in and we're just like, hey.
We're at a little dance party.
Hey, Amy. Hey, Steve. You know, whatever. But your junk is so impressive that the world has to see it. What is wrong with people? Why is it so hard to be normal? And not...
I don't know.
I, honest to God, let me read a little bit of this story here, Dana. And then please jump in. The FBI has received more than 240 reports of people disrupting Zoom sessions by broadcasting videos depicting child sexual abuse. The FBI is now enlisting the public's help in identifying more such incidents known as Zoom bombing. In a notice released on Wednesday, yesterday, the agency provided an online questionnaire to be filled out by anyone who has been exposed to child abuse videos during a Zoom session. Not only do you need to have your head kicked in, you need to burn in hell. If you're posting, first of all, and I'm not even going to get into how these videos get created. But if you somehow think that these awful, criminal, sadistic videos need to be shared in a Zoom room, I pray to God, if there is a hell, you burn in it.
So what they're saying, Scott, is there's a way to, into settings, go to the sharing option to host only, which means as the host, which Sam is our host, mm-hmm. he has to invite you in. He can make sure no one comes in, posts photos. The problem with Zoom is you have to go into settings to find that. Zoom would be smart to put a huge bar right up top that says block. I mean, it has to be simple so like the older people and the technically challenged people can figure it out. A huge bar that says press here to block strangers.
It's not just settings. It's the advanced settings. So it's like a second tier within settings that you have to go to
That's
make
ridiculous.
It host only for right, the screen
all right.
share.
Now, Sam, I've never been a host on Zoom. So explain this to me. And for those who, and a lot of people are Zooming, but most people aren't the host. How does this work? How do you keep bad actors out of a Zoom room?
So whether you're a host or not, when you look at the bottom bar, there's a menu bar that says participants, chat, screen share, record. And there's a little arrow next to the screen share button. And if you click on that, it opens up a little settings window. Well, within that window, you have to click on advanced settings. And that's when you can change it so that only hosts can screen share. And actually, I believe all Zoom meetings now, you have to admit people in. So whenever they try to join, it goes into a waiting room so that mm-hmm. the host knows who's in and who's not. That's about it.
Oh, okay, that's fine. So how is it that in some of these rooms, people are getting in with their god-awful, criminal, go-burn-in-hell videos, and we never have anybody join this Zoom room that we don't want in it?
That's because we have the code and the password. So somehow these guys are getting into the IP addresses of whoever's hosting these Zoom meetings and acquiring that information on their own. Hmm. And then they go in and they hijack with a screen share and put up websites that are not child friendly, like what happened to us.
I just think they're making this too difficult at Zoom. You put a bar at the top that says host only or press here to block strangers. You click on that and it's done. They shouldn't have this hidden deep in advanced settings. Do I look like a computer engineer?
No.
Thank you.
I was going to say you look very smart, Dana.
Thank you.
I'm not saying you don't look smart. I'm just saying you don't look like a computer engineer. I think you look very intelligent.
Like, I couldn't get the mic pulled up about 30 seconds before the show started.
Yeah.
Don't make me go to advanced settings to block a pedophile.
All right. Okie dokie. When we get back, a good friend of the show. Dana, I don't think you know who it is, right?
No, I don't know who it is.
Our quarantine conversation. When we get back, good friend of the show here on Dana and Parks.
And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by on the telephone in her faded flannel gown. Asking for a miracle.
I believe this was the song that was playing the night we first met.
Praying it's the weather.
Who?
That has kept him out all night.
It was years ago when I first met our quarantine conversation. I'm not going to say where, but I believe this song was playing in the background. Let's bring in our quarantine conversation. Hello, quarantine conversation.
Hello. How are you? Hello.
Well, hello.
Dana, do you not know who it is yet?
Well, say another couple things.
Well, I'm about 6'1". I am a Sagittarian. I'm from the Great Lakes area. We've met, Dana.
Who is this?
We've met before, Dana. We've actually eaten a few meals together.
Okay, use your real voice.
Hi, Dana. Busby.
Brian Busby is your quarantine conversation this afternoon. My
Good,
God, he,
make it stop raining.
He only works with your husband every day.
Yeah. But I usually don't use that voice.
No, but don't think.
Like, who is that?
Don't think you're getting out of here without a Cartman forecast.
I figured that.
Yeah. How you doing, brother? Everything good?
Everything's fine, you know. I mean, as Dana will tell you, and I don't think you've been to the new studios yet, Scott, but the anchor desk to the weather center is a good 30 feet anyway. So I've been at the station this entire time.
Yeah.
But it is kind of weird that Bragger. Other people in the building aren't there. That's what's strange, that only like 5 people are in the newsroom, you know, and the producers are sometimes at home, and it's just weird.
How do you How do you produce a television newscast from home?
There's a thing called a computer.
Oh,
yeah.
And the thing we're talking about called a telephone.
Oh.
And so they'll just do it all over like a speakerphone. There's somebody in the booth. Don't get me wrong. There's somebody in the booth, but they are at a remote location doing some of those decisions as well.
It's amazing. And Scott, everybody's doing it. When I was in Phoenix, my old producer from Channel 5 is a executive producer in Phoenix, and he says he hasn't been back in, you know, 3 months, 2 months, something like that.
It's bizarre. It is bizarre.
What are you jonesing on these days?
Let's see. Dead to Me.
So good.
It's on Netflix.
Dead to Me, Scott. You and Kelly would love it.
Well, can we explain? I don't even.
Well, it's Christina Applegate. It's Christina Applegate
for Anchorman,
her
automatically
husband,
makes me want to watch it.
Yes, her husband dies. They don't tell you how until much later.
Correct.
And she meets a crazy woman at a grief support group, and that's all I'm going to say. And it is dark. It is funny.
Right.
It is violent. And dark as hell, and it is not something for children to watch.
This is true. And Will Ferrell is actually the executive producer on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Will Ferrell's the executive producer?
And that's what surprised me when they were doing the credits. I'm like, oh, who's behind? He's behind this?
And so she. The
really?
Women are executive producers. And Scott,
right.
It is so funny.
What's it called? Dead to Me?
Dead
yes.
to Me.
Yes.
Hmm.
And one more thing I will say, if you are a real estate agent, there is a real estate agent character that is the best stereotypical older agent, and she will make you laugh the entire time.
Yeah. Yes. And her minions.
Like, yeah, like Scott, they're at a funeral, right? And you know, they're supposed to be talking about this man's life. And the real estate agent's like, is that a real marble floor? It's just so bad.
You'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it.
Did you watch The Jordan Show?
Not yet. I need to.
Oh, yeah, you really do. By the way, and see, I'm more of a less Netflix, more traditional cable.
Okay.
For those who did not watch Grant on the History Channel last night, oh, my God.
It was good?
Oh, it was so good.
Grant Hill?
Okay.
Ulysses S. Grant?
I can't do
this. Oh, Grant. Well, you were talking about basketball.
I can't do this show anymore.
I'm like, God, they've already cranked out another one?
Oh, my God.
I love this show. You guys had me cracking up yesterday.
Oh, the recreate, recreate?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
I don't need to recreate that conversation over recreate.
No, you don't.
At all.
And we're not going to recreate it.
No.
Or recreate it, for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Sam, I think you know what you need to do. But, we were just talking about, like, good TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, The Jordan Show was fantastic. Last Dance. I know it's called Last Dance. But who are we kidding? It's really The Jordan Show.
Yeah.
But History Channel did, I think, a 3-, 4-, 5-part series on Ulysses Grant, Dana, not Horace Grant, not Grant Hill. It was on Ulysses Grant. And, I mean, I stayed up later last night than I have in a long time.
Interesting.
Really?
It was so good. So good.
Recreate.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Thank you for that. That's great.
Are you recreating your feelings about the show now?
Well, yes, I am kind of recreating my feelings about the show. I thought they did a good job of recreating the life of Ulysses Grant and all of the great things that he did for this country.
Yeah.
Recreate.
Is it ever going to stop raining, and are we all going to drown?
Yeah, do we live on Venus? What's going on?
No, we do not live on Venus. Yes, it is going to stop. Probably after about 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, it's going to taper off. But, yeah, the flooding is going to be a concern more than anything. So no severe weather, no wind or hail, but still just a lot of flooding continues.
And that will be the most of the overnight hours as the temperatures are dropping to the 60s. But by tomorrow morning, we'll be close to 54 out. And then sunshine returns on Friday in a high temperature, then street gas about 74 degrees.
Thank you, Cartman.
Oh, you're so awesome. You're so awesome.
This is always fun to do.
Yeah, because you get to be yourself, man. You don't have to just sit there and stare at a green wall with a bunch of images that aren't really there.
True. And I know the 3 o'clock hour turned serious, but I agree with you guys. Two wrongs don't make a right.
I
remember as a kid, after King got shot, the Huff riots, the Watts riots, after the Rodney King trial, riots. Ferguson, riots, not the answer. And, again, I think that what we saw in the videotape, and I refuse to watch the clip, but I don't want to see it. But burning your own neighborhood is not the answer to get him brought back to life, nor justice. That's going to happen, hopefully, from the police or to the police.
Wise words. Wise words. Brian Busby, it's always a privilege, and thank you for what you just said. I think that's going to be echoed in the next hour because we are going to talk about that.
And yeah, that's one thing that obviously as a rural TV people we can't editorialize, but on that one, I'm a human being. And it just felt something to be said, as an African-American human being. It just needs to be said that that's not the answer. That's not the answer. So I look forward to seeing you guys in person when we can. We will recreate over Jasper's or something like that.
We are going to recreate. We're going to... Well, you know, hang on real quick. You know, Brian, you said something to me on the phone earlier today when we were talking. You said, I can't wait to embrace you again. Yep. And let me be the very first publicly to say to you, I look forward to that moment myself. You know, we're in a weird time. I get it.
Yep.
But, man, I can't wait till we walk into the door at Jasper's and we've both been vaccinated. And I look at you and you and I get to embrace and just say, you know, it's good to see you again, my friend.
And, Dana, I'll use this voice. I can say, hi, this is me.
It's like, who is that? You got me, my friend. You got me.
Sorry, my bad.
Hey,
good listening to you guys.
Oh, it's always good to hear your voice. Be well and be safe, okay, buddy?
And to you guys as well. Be well.
All right, you take care. The news is coming up next, and then we will get into the situation in Minneapolis. It is not good. It's not good. If you want to get in early, 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Recreate.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.